Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ravens back at practice today, but earlier today, and out there to take it all in on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's bring in Vinny Serrato. Vinny, what's happening?
Not too much, Bob. I'll tell you what, some interesting things out there today. You know, I got a chance to talk to Dean Pease for a while, Randy Brown, Monken, the Looper. I talked to Jake Hummel. But one thing about the practice from the day before, which you'll find interesting, Bob, was in the shorts practice the day before, and they did a lot of different segments, short yardage, you know, goal line, 2 minute, all those. The last four plays of each segment, when it was the ones, they would put in our Maryland boy. They would put Corey Bullock in to take the reps with Lamar. He was with the ones all those times, which tells me, Bob, that, you know, and you say, well, why do you do that? Well, it gives Lindenbaum some time off, but what it does is if Lindenbaum were to get hurt, then Lamar gets some work with Bullock, you know, getting the shotgun snaps and those kind of things. So thought that was interesting. And then another interesting thing that they were working on, Bob, was because the Looper didn't kick 2 days ago, so they practiced if the Looper got hurt. Ooh. During the game, and then who would do the kicking? And it was Stout. Stout kicked at Penn State, and guess who the holder was?
I'm going to go Lamar Jackson.
Lindenbaum.
Oh, okay. I thought we were going to create a little magic with the holder there, but so we're hoping Loop doesn't get hurt or whoever the place kicker turns out to be, but Lindenbaum holding, what's the motivation behind that?
Well, I was asking Randy, you know, he said that Lindenbaum is not a good holder. He's a great holder. He's got great hand-eye coordination. He said he is an excellent holder. So, like, if Looper got hurt during a game, that would be, you know, Moore would be the snapper, Lindenbaum would be the holder, and Stout would kick if it happened during a game, which I found kind of interesting. And then, you know what, like I was talking to Randy today, Randy Brown, the kicking coach, and I was asking him about, I said, Randy, I said, tell me, did he really stub his toe? And he said, yes. He says, when you're on the right hash, he said, it's a little more difficult because you got to open up your hips more. And then he said he jammed, you know, like he stubbed it. He kind of compared it to golf. Where, like, if you hook, you know, when you close the face of the club too much or something and you hit the ground, he said that's what he did. He says, from the right hash, that happens more so than any because you got to open up the hip more. And then another thing I asked him, which I found interesting, he was telling me that the grass at the practice field is the identical grass to the field. They're both from North Carolina or whatever. But he says the practice field grass is padded down more because of the practice. And he says the balls at the stadium, they sink in a little bit more because they haven't practiced on them as much. So I found those things kind of interesting from Randy.
Now, getting back to Bullock real quick, Biddy, his ascent has been kind of rapid here the last 3 weeks. As he kind of the number two center right now on the depth chart with Samac, and I know Cleveland has taken reps there, but say Linderbaum goes down, you know, knock on wood, it doesn't happen. Would Bullock slide right in there as the dude?
Yeah. Bob, I see Bullock right now as the sixth lineman. You know, I mean, center or guard. Center or guard,
right.
Bullock would be the guy just because he's so much more athletic than Cleveland. You know, that's not close. And Bullock is really athletic, and he can anchor. You know, that's the big thing. I think Bullock's done a hell of a job. Practice squad guy last year, like you said the other day, and he just keeps getting better, and you know, keeps doing his thing, and you know, good for him. Good for him. I'm happy for the kid, and I'm happy for the Ravens because he's actually legit as a backup.
What's the status report on Keaton Mitchell right now?
He was signing autographs after. So, he's got a slight groin. So I'm guessing he'll be back after the Cowboy game. The more concerning one to me, Bob, is Jair Alexander. He hadn't been there since the game last week. You know, he wasn't there Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday when I was there. So what's his deal? And you know, I mean, they'll have a practice tomorrow, padded practice tomorrow. And then that's our last one. Fans are done tomorrow. And then I think they're leaving for Dallas Thursday. So, you know, I mean, if Jair doesn't practice tomorrow, Bob, he probably won't practice until Monday or so at the earliest. So we can't afford any more corner injuries. And, Bob, I heard you earlier talking about Armour Davis. He's become like a big-time piece of the puzzle right now, you know, because he's playing exceptionally. This is the best I've seen him play. And maybe it's confidence or probably just staying healthy the whole time. But if he can stay healthy, he's going to help him.
Yeah, a month ago, he's a bubble guy. Now, all of a sudden, he's going to a key piece. And David Ajabo, real quick, are we still looking at this where he and Isaac are battling for the last spot, or could they go with six?
I guess they could go with – Bob, it was funny that you asked that because I went over to Cordell and Zareeb. I says, why all of a sudden is Ajabo getting all this love? I said, what has he done that I haven't seen that everybody loves him? You know, I said he hadn't done anything. You know, I mean, between he and Adisa Isaac, to me, it's not close. So, you know, maybe they trade him. You know, that's a possibility. If they would trade him, they're not going to get much for him. So I don't know. I mean, Bob, he's from listening to the coaches and stuff, these next two preseason games, he's got to go make something. He's got to go do something. He's got to show them that he deserves to be on the roster because Adisa Isaac is legit, I say. I think he's a player now. I can't put my stamp on Ajabo right now.
Vinny Serrato live from One Winning Drive. Vinny, appreciate the information as always. I'll see you tomorrow morning before you head on back to One Winning Drive. Back at Pat's are the Ravens getting ready for the Cowboys. There's Vinny Serrato. Everybody will come back. Funhouse, Nolan McGraw. Then Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. And then it's BBT live from Pickles Pub, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.